Good evening, everyone. It's good to see everyone out this evening. Good to see Quentin and Balika here in the house today. Good to see you all. I know I keep you in my prayers always. Thank you, D'Angelo, for leading us in songs this evening. He sung my jam today. I keep falling in love with him. I love that song, so appreciate that, D'Angelo, singing that. That wasn't even requested, so I appreciate that. So, like I said, it's good to see everyone in the house. Of course, it's last Wednesday of 2017, so, and as always, it's an honor to share, to stand before you, share thoughts from God's Word. Our theme tonight is living and serving by faith. So whenever you read or hear something about do something by faith, it requires a total commitment to God and His Word. So tonight, I want to help us to live and serve by faith by taking a look at Joshua chapter 6. So if you would meet me there in Joshua chapter number 6. And we will rendezvous from there shortly. And as the Hebrew writer wrote in Hebrews 11:30, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down. So, of course, many of you have read this passage of Scripture, studied it. But as always, it's good to revisit these examples of the Old Testament to help us increase our faith and help us to serve and live by faith. We know Jericho was the first Canaanite city taken by the Israelites after they crossed the Jordan, of course. But to get a clearer picture of what this city looked like and what it encompassed, and I want you, on the blackboard of your mind, try to imagine this. A city with walls that surrounded it. This city had a double wall around it. The city was set up on a massive mound of earth more than 40 feet high and as much as 66 feet wide. And at the top of this mound was a brick wall, and the bottom of the mound was a stone wall. And in between those walls was just the huge layer of dirt and rocks, and it was covered with a layer of plaster. So it was kind of like a slippery slope. So if anyone tried to attack it, it was going to be hard for them to get to that city. So therefore, making it impossible to climb and attack that city, according to man's engineering efforts. But watch God. Joshua chapter number 6, in verse 1 through 5, we have God's message to Joshua. And in other words, God is saying, Joshua, here's what's about to happen. So Joshua chapter 6, verse 1, it says, now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given you Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once, then as you shall do 6 days. And seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priest shall blow the trumpets. Verse 5. It shall come to pass, when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him. Now, verses 6 through 10, we see Joshua give those instructions to the children of Israel. In other words, he's saying, children of Israel, this is what God has said, and this is what we need to do. Verse 6, then Joshua said, Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord. And he said to the people, proceed and march around the city and let him who is armed advance before the ark of the Lord. So it was, when Joshua had spoken to the people, that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord advanced and blew the trumpets. And the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priest who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the ark, while the priest continued blowing the trumpets. Verse 10, now Joshua had commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout, then you shall shout. In verses 11 through 16, and we'll jump down to 20 and 21, it says, we see God's power in action. So verse 11, it says, so he had the ark of the Lord circle the city, going around it once. Then they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord. Then seven priests, bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns, before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew the trumpets. And the armed men went before them. But the rear guard came after the ark of the Lord, while the priests continued blowing trumpets. And the second day they marched around the city once and returned to camp. So they did 6 days. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early, about the dawning of the day and marched around the city seven times in the same manner. On that day only they marched around the city seven times. Verse 16, and the seventh time it happened, when the priest blew the trumpets, that Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you this city. Verse 20, so the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpets, and it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and all the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Verse 21, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, ox and sheep and donkey, with the edge of the sword. We see the walls fell flat. God provides his breakthrough, and Israel all had to do was just walk into the city. Now, how can we apply this as we serve and live by faith? Well, we all have our own personal walls of Jericho from time to time. So how do we overcome them? By looking at this example of Joshua and the children of Israel, we follow his example. Trust God at his word. Joshua trusted God. Like us, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So no matter how long we have to go through our trials or our situation, we still have to have faith and trust in God and be pleasing to him. We have to live and serve by faith, like our theme says. The children of Israel obeyed God and followed his word. We walk by faith and not by sight. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I trust God for the things I cannot see. And watch the walls come falling down while following God's commands. The city of Jericho was handed to them. All they had to do was just follow and obey God. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I hope, trust, and pray, Lord willing, as we transition to 2018, that we continue to do our best in living and serving by faith in the kingdom of God. Thank you.
Good evening. This time I have to follow Johnny up. He seemed to be anxious to get me up here. Thank you for being here this evening to honor and glorify God with your presence, and hopefully I'll be able to render something useful to you from the Word of God. I too will speak on the same theme. My title is A Life of Service by Faith, and we're going to focus on Rahab in this segment. First, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, a very familiar scripture, it says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." And I believe that that epitomized the courage and the faith shown in Rahab. First, let's look at Numbers chapter 14. It is written in Numbers chapter 14 about the Israelites who had newly been delivered out of bondage. And Moses wanted to send spies into the Canaanite land. And he sent one leader from every tribe. And Joshua and Caleb were two of those leaders. Caleb from the tribe of Judah, and Joshua from the tribe of Ephraim. So these spies went into the land, and you know the story, you probably heard the story, how they came back. And 10 of those 12 gave a bad report, saying there's giants in the land, we can't take the land, we'll become prey to these giants, the sons of Anak. But Joshua and Caleb, they came back with a report saying, the land is ours. God has promised it to us. Let's go take the land. And God even spoke about Caleb in Numbers 14:24, saying, "But my servant Caleb, because he has had a different spirit, has followed me fully, I will bring into the land which he entered, and his descendants shall take possession of it." The Lord said Caleb had a different spirit. And we see Joshua, when he is now the leader, following in the same patterns that he learned from Moses. They were getting ready to go into Jericho. And Joshua, like he was taught by Moses, wanted to spy out the land. So Joshua sent the spies into Jericho to spy out the city. And in Joshua chapter 2, you will read about how these spies went into the city. And as they entered the first part of the city through the gate, there was a house where they took up and dwelled in the house. And it was the house of Rahab and her father and her family. And they were dwelling there in that house. Well, word gets out to the king that we have some Israelite spies in our city and that they are at the house of Rahab. So the king sends some investigators to investigate and capture these spies. Now, Rahab, she was called a harlot. She was called a harlot, a prostitute. Probably the house, the way it was situated at the gate of the city, that may have been the business of that house, was prostitution. It may have been why the spies may have felt safe there, to hide there, knowing that they may not want any trouble. But regardless, Rahab had a different kind of spirit. She had heard about the wonders and signs that God had performed of the Israelites. Now, let me back up a moment, just a moment. When the spies came back the first time, back in Numbers, when Moses sent them out and they came back, and the people were grumbling against Moses. These were people that had seen the mysteries and wonders and signs of God firsthand. They had been delivered directly by God. And they had no faith. This is what makes Rahab unusual. She had not seen firsthand the mysteries and wonders of God. She had just heard about it, and she believed. She didn't see. She just heard. She heard about the actions of God and how he had cared for their people and delivered. And she even spoke to the spies and said, "You know, they're looking for you outside." She hid them up on her rooftop. But before they went to sleep, she went up to them and said, "Because I have shown you this favor, I just ask one thing. Spare my family when it's time for you to capture Jericho. Please swear to me by your Lord to spare my family." So they do. They promise her that she'll be spared because she was literally sacrificing her life, putting her life and her family's life on the line by hiding them if they had been found. She led the captives away, telling them that they had already gone. They left the city. "Hurry, go get them. They're out there, headed back to Israel." But they were on her rooftop the whole time. And so they promised to protect her. But the amazing thing was her faith in believing God. Unlike the Israelites themselves, she believed in God, trusted in God, and believed the men of God that they would do right by her. As a result of her faith, Rahab is mentioned in the lineage of Christ. In Matthew chapter 1, verses 5 through 6, it is written, Salmon was the father of Boaz by Rahab. Boaz was the father of Obed by Ruth. And Obed the father of Jesse. And Jesse was the father of David, the king. Also, because of her great faith, she's listed in the roll call of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, in verse 31. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. In James chapter 2, verses 24 and 25, it is written, You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? It's also interesting that in Luke chapter 19, it is Jericho where Christ would welcome Zacchaeus when he climbed a sycamore tree. Jericho was a city, a very tropical city. It had a tropical climate. It was an oasis in the desert. It was a major city and one that where many would travel through. One last point I would like to make before closing is looking at, and it always amazes me how we like titles. We like to say the person this or the person that, Rahab the harlot. To me, she should just be Rahab because of her great faith. She had the courage to approach men of God and ask a favor and to treat them with kindness and nice and treat them righteous in a righteous way. But I wonder, what can we learn from that today? How many Rahabs are out there today that might be in that lifestyle today, but deep inside, they have a longing to do something righteous. They have a longing to be saved. She acted out of care for her family. She was thinking about more than just self. She literally saved her family through her righteous actions. How many Rahabs are out there like that today, seeking to save their family? But they have to come in contact with a man of God or a woman of God to lead them in the right way. Would you be that person if you came across that prostitute? Or would you just shy away? That is my lesson for tonight. You come to the Lord by hearing His word. In John 6:45, it is written in the prophets, And they shall all be taught of God. Everyone who has heard and learned of the Father comes to me. You must believe the word. Develop faith from hearing God's word, as Rahab did. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must first believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. Luke 13:3, I tell you nay, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Matthew 10:32-33, you must confess that Jesus is Lord. Therefore, whosoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 10:32-33. And then you must be baptized in water for the removal of your sins, for the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent, let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 2:41 it says, "Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them." In verse 47, "The Lord added to the church daily those who are being saved." And finally, "Be faithful unto death," Revelation 2:10. "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." The lesson is yours as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Not for me. I am.